SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
It was an announcement the Australian government learned about mere moments before it went public, according to Foreign Minister Penny Wong.
We had just launched the Zommy Francom Humanitarian Award. And we didn't have the opportunity to inform Zommy's family before Israel's decision was made public because of the lack of notice. To learn of these developments in these circumstances was especially insulting and hurtful to Zommy's loved ones, to humanitarians, and to Australians.
This week, Israel's military announced a two-year investigation has concluded, finding no reasonable suspicion of criminal conduct by military personnel in the case of the killing of Australian aid worker Zommy Francom. She died on a humanitarian mission in Gaza 2 years ago. Now, as Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says, Israel should consider an independent investigation into Ms. Francom's death. The aid worker's family has made a series of specific requests to the federal government as they continue their campaign to seek justice from Israel. Yesterday, Senator Wong met with Israel's ambassador to Canberra, Hillel Newman, to express Australia's outrage.
And I made clear to him Australia's views that Israel's decision falls far short of the accountability we expect.
Zommy Francom was killed along with six colleagues from World Central Kitchen when Israel's military hit their humanitarian convoy near Khan Yunus. The Israeli military says two officers have been dismissed from their positions and three others formally reprimanded. But Ms. Wong says Australia regards these actions as insufficient. Ms. Francom's family is calling on the federal government to pursue all available legal avenues for an independent investigation and disclosure of key information withheld by Israel. Senator Wong says the Australian government doesn't have confidence in the findings of an investigation by Israel's military advocate general, citing a series of unanswered questions.
These include, why, even if the first strike was a catastrophic error, two further strikes followed each 2 minutes apart?
She says an Australian investigation conducted by Special Advisor Air Chief Marshal Mark Binskin has concluded these strikes violated IDF standard operating procedures and rules of engagement.
We still have not had a satisfactory explanation of why the strike occurred in a humanitarian fire control zone and after High Command had directed the brigade commander not to engage the convoy.
Another key issue is Israel's refusal to provide drone audio, the withholding of which Hillel Newman has suggested may be linked to intelligence information. The ambassador has said he grieves with Zommy Francom's family, but he's stopped short of apologising, saying this could have legal implications. He's also defended the credibility of Israel's investigation, saying it was conducted independently, albeit by a body that sits within the military.
Criminal liability, you know, even if there are failures in the process, it doesn't mean that the person had intention or that there's any criminal responsibility for the action. Now, let me explain. This convoy, which was an aid convoy, decided to put armed personnel on the convoy without telling Israel.
That claim has been contested by the Francom family and World Central Kitchen.
Besides that, they deviated from the route that was planned and was pre-approved. There are specific routes for aid in Gaza. It was a war zone. So there are specific routes. They deviated from the route. This was night time. And they were also delayed in their time in their exit. All these circumstances, conditional aspects, led the soldiers at the time to believe that this convoy had been taken over and controlled by Hamas, and they opened fire.
The Frankum family has also rebutted this version of events in a detailed statement. It's being voiced here by a journalist.
This was not a single instantaneous strike. Three clearly marked humanitarian vehicles travelling in a humanitarian fire control zone were struck successively as survivors attempted to move from one vehicle to another. We refer to the special advisor's report, where upon viewing the drone footage, witnessed the vehicle with the armed gunman travelling north, away from the convoy, and noted a decision to discontinue targeting them. Subsequently, they pursued the humanitarian convoy and struck all three vehicles, without authorization, on a mistaken assumption that one member of the convoy was carrying a gun.
On Thursday evening, Foreign Minister Penny Wong continued to escalate Australia's diplomatic efforts, holding a call with Israel's Foreign Minister Gideon Saar. Amid widespread calls for his expulsion, Ambassador Newman has said Israel will look into the possibility of reparations. He also said Israel may be open to facilitating further discussions between Australian and Israeli legal teams. Penny Wong says she'll meet with the Frankum family again as soon as possible.
The Australian government will continue to keep pressing Israel for justice for Zomi and her colleagues, and we will consult with Zomi Frankum's family before we announce further steps.
Israel's decision not to pursue a criminal investigation was announced as part of a broader tranche of investigations. Probes will proceed into two other incidents: the killing of 6-year-old Palestinian girl Hind Rajab and her family in February 2024, as well as the killing of 15 Palestinian paramedics in May 2025. Both incidents prompted global condemnation. T. Mitchell, SBS News.
Buongiorno, signorina.
Buongiorno. Sean McAuliffe guides six notable Australians back to their ancestral homelands.
It was just one of the best experiences I've ever had.
The new season of Sean McAuliffe's Origin Odyssey. Stream now on SBS On Demand.